Good morning, how's everyone? There you go. Actually, we're going to talk about this in a minute. How y'all doing? It's been a while since I've had a chance to talk with you all. And today, we hear Jesus say some very important words to us. Peace be with you. The very words that he said to our brother Luke here a couple of moments ago. Those were Jesus' words. Peace be with you. So when you hear the word peace, what do you think of? Owen.
No violence.
No violence, okay. Evan? Quiet. Peace and quiet, which you have a lot at home, right? No, okay. Okay. Anyone else? What are some of the signs for peace that we humans like using? How about this? Yeah, there you go. You're with me. Yeah, the peace sign. Do we really know what that means? Yeah, we kind of throw it up every once in a while. But most people, that means peace, but they really have no idea. And sometimes you'll see this symbol. This is a symbol that was very prevalent when I was your age. It was been around a long time. This is the peace symbol. Have you all seen that before? Here's another one that's very common. This is an idea that all we here on earth, we should join hands and we would all be at peace. I know. But what's the problem with this? We all don't join hands and we're not all peaceful with each other, are we? Because there are a lot of, bad people in the world, and they don't want peace. Actually, they want us to be fighting with each other, which is what the devil wants. He doesn't want us to be peaceful with each other. So there's something very important that Jesus is saying to us today. He's giving us the true meaning of peace. And when we as Christians think of peace, we should look at something very important. The cross that I have around my neck here, this is a symbol of peace for us. And therefore, Lily, can you see this from here? Can you read that real loud for everyone?
We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I noticed that there's the cross. The only peace that we have in this world is the peace that we have through our Lord Jesus Christ, which He won for us upon the cross. What did Jesus do on the cross for us? I know. He died for us on the cross, and in His death, death has been defeated for us. And then what happened 3 days later? He rose from the dead. And in His resurrection, we also too will have a resurrection. And therefore, Jesus has won the peace for us. We are no longer at war. There's no longer any violence between us and God. We actually do, Evan, have peace now. Peace and quiet with our Lord Jesus. Is what our triune God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, has done for our little brother, Luke Paul. Luke Paul is now at peace with God. The war is over, and it was Jesus who announced the peace. And it's Jesus who won the peace. And therefore, we all together say, thanks be to Jesus. I don't think they heard you.
Thanks be to Jesus.
Let's fold our hands and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank You for coming into this world, this sin-filled world, this evil-filled world, where there is truly no peace. But Lord, You brought peace into this world by dying for us and rising for us. And we know, O Lord Jesus, as Your Word tells us, that we do have peace through our Lord Jesus Christ. For You have won it for us, and You didn't keep it to Yourself, but You gave to us freely. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for giving unto us Your peace. And all the children said,
Amen.